You got
Love a Talk Radio.
We are gathering together unto him, unto our God, unto the Lord shall the gathering of the people be. We are gathering together unto thee. Unto Jesus, we are gathering together. Unto him, unto our God. We are gathering together unto him, unto the Lord, unto the Lord, shall the gathering of the people be. We are gathering together unto thee, unto our God. We are gathering together unto thee, unto Jesus. We are gathering together to him, unto the Lord, unto the Lord, shall the gathering of his people be. We are gathering together unto him. Praising the Lord, always praising the Lord. Praising the Lord with our hearts. Praising the Lord with all our hearts. Always, hallelujah, our God is good. Our God is good, hallelujah. Our God is good, it's good to me, Oluwadara, 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 Tineke dimma. Abba tiompom. Abba tiompom. Come and see the Lord's goodness, his mercies and compassion. Come and see the Lord's goodness, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Have you seen the Lord's goodness, his mercies and compassion? I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, oh Lord, you are. Be so good. You are so good to me, oh Lord, you are excellent. in my life every day. Oh Lord, you are so good. You are so good to me, oh Lord, you are excellent in my life. My Lord is good, my Lord is good, our God is good. He's so good, Jesus is good, he's so good, our God is good. He's so good, our God is good. He's so good, my Lord is good, he's so good. Chineke dimma, dimma, vayu mimma, o mimma. Oluwa dara, o dara, oluwa dara, o dara, oluwa dara, o dara, oluwa dara. Our God is good, he's so good, Jesus is good. Our God is good, he's so good, Jesus is good, so good, Oluwa dara, O dara, Oluwa dara, O dara, our God is good, he's so good, Jesus is good. Our Lord is good, he's so good, our God is good, so good, Oluwa dara. O dara, Oluwa dara, O dara, Chineke dimma, Edimma, Chineke dimma, Edimma, God is good, he's so good, our God is good. We thank you, Lord God of heaven and earth. We praise you, Lord God of heaven and earth. Abba Siampam, Abba Siampam. Hallelujah, God is good. Give up his Lord over the whole earth. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Happy Mother's Day to all mothers all over the world. In the name of Jesus Christ, we send you all greetings. That the Lord will continue to bless you all abundantly in the name of Jesus. We pray for women all over the world, for mothers who will be mothers, and those who are already mothers, wherever you are in any part of the world, accept our greetings today. Jesus loves you. We love you, and God continue to bless you all for your good works and for your kindness and for every good thing you have been doing in the various nations where you are. How God has been using several of you in churches, in ministries, and in various ways. I tell you, God is a great God, and he's worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, bless your people today through this program, through this broadcast. Lord Jesus, give us a breakthrough, Lord. Let there be a visitation from on high. Lord, do something new today in the lives of everyone coming into this broadcast from around the world, around the globe. As many that are came in, Lord, just continue to bless them in the name of Jesus Christ. God, we pray for mothers. We pray for would-be mothers. We pray for those who are already mothers. Pray for those who are yet to be mothers. God, you bless them with children. Bless them and bless them and their homes and families. Lord, we pray for marriages to be healed, for homes and families to be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, touch every heart today. And people continue to honor their fathers and their mothers around the world. This is the great commandment with a promise attached. Honor your fathers and your mother. Yes, we need to honor our fathers and our mother. It's very necessary. And you do that every day, not just on the Mother's Day, not just on the Father's Day. It's an attitude Give honor to whom honor is due. Give respect to whom respect is due. Yeah, this is very important. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, my Jesus, sanctification, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Amen and amen. Today I'm going to be talking about the woman God used. The woman God used. There are women that God will use, and I pray you be one of those women God is going to use in this end time. God is calling you women to serve him, to worship him, to adore him, to love him with all your heart and give your heart to Jesus. You know, today is Happy Mother's Day, but I don't think we have to honor mothers only on a Mother's Day. It should be an attitude. See, I don't like attaching, you know, dates and times. You know, God is omnipotent, is so many presence, is so many science. We don't have to limit God and restrict God. You need to honor your fathers and your mothers every day of your life. It's not something you must do on a particular day of the year. When people like to do things on a particular day of the year, you know, your Christmas can be every day. You can have Christmas anytime. Some people say we have Christmas 25th of November. I say good for you. You can have Christmas every day of your life, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, so Mother's Day is a blessing. We're not going to reject it. And we want to thank all mothers all over the world. Many of you have been working very hard, you know, doing things. I tell you, God is your rewarder. Human beings may not be able to reward you, but the Almighty God is seeing you and all what you are doing. Your rewarder is coming. He rewards you. What gift can we give to you now? See, yeah, money is not all. The love of God is there, and we are praying for one another to be healed. James 5:16. Pray for one another to be healed. Yeah, we pray for all mothers, all women, all females all over the world, that God will continue to bless them and prosper them and solve their problems, meet all their needs. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Yeah, we're talking about the woman God uses. There is a book written by Uswa J. Smith, said the man God uses. I read through that book, and then I said, yes, where is the woman aspect of it? The man God uses. If there is a man God uses, then there must be a woman that God is going to use. The Bible created them male and female. You see, when God created man in the Garden of Eden, at the beginning of Genesis chapter 1, 2, 3, he made us male and female. You know, so when you're talking about the man God uses, don't forget to talk about the woman God uses. And the Bible talks about male and female. When the Bible talks about man, it means male and female, it's implied. You know, so Proverbs chapter 31, from verse 10 to 28, you see the characteristics of the virtuous woman. The virtuous woman, the woman God will use in this end time, must be a woman of character. Oh, yes, you must have the nature of Jesus Christ. You must, you know, we say we belong to Jesus, so let us belong to Jesus. Let us really serve Jesus. Let us love Jesus and worship Jesus. And the scripture says, husbands, love your wives. And then the same Ephesians chapter 5 says, wives, submit to your husband. So it's two ways. The submission is very necessary. Today, it's very difficult to see women submitting, but I tell you, that is a good aspect of the woman's life. The Bible says, women submit to your husband, and then men love your wives. See, it's two-way traffic. So everyone must play his own role. The virtuous woman in Proverbs 31, verse 10 to 28, talks about the industrious woman, hardworking woman, a dedicated woman who is building up her home. Every wise woman builds her home, but the foolish one plucks it down with their own hand. Proverbs 14. King Solomon had authority in marriage, home, and family. King Solomon, he had that to say in Proverbs 14. It says, every woman build up her own home. The foolish one pluck it down with her own hands. I pray that women, you will not pluck down your house with your own hands. You will not destroy your home, your family, your marriage with your own hands. In the name of Jesus, I pray for the peace of God, the love of God, the joy of God to reign in your life, in your family, in your home. In the name of Jesus Christ. The praying woman, the faithful woman who obeys her husband and be a blessing to her family, it is a good thing to be grateful unto God, to be helpful to your family, to be hardworking and supportive of your family and your home, to help bring up your family is very important. Some people, they want to make themselves prostitutes, and they are out there prostituting their body and divorcing and remarrying and divorcing and divorcing. God hates divorce. God hates divorce. Divorce is not in God's program. You know, God hates divorce. And they go around, you see mothers, you see women divorcing and remarrying, running away from marriage and then going into another marriage, and they run away from that marriage and they run into another marriage. You know, this is not the will of God. You should live a holy life. Marriage is honorable and best undefined. And he said, adulterers and womongers, God will judge. I pray that you will not be adulterers in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not be the ones running around, marry Mr. A, marry Mr. B, marry Mr. C, marry everybody, marry dog, marry goats, marry foul, marry, you know, all types of satanic things that are going on. It will not be so for you in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, we shall live a holy life, a life that will bring glory to God, a life that will bring blessing to the womanhood, a life that will make God to love the womanhood, that the womanhood shall not be abused. Oh, yes. So we need to look into all these factors. The Bible talks about the good women who were mentioned, people like Dorcas in Acts chapter 9, Acts of Apostles chapter 9, verse 36 to 43. Dorcas, because of her hard work and, you know, good work, her name is Tabitha, also called Dorcas. And because of the good things she was doing, she died, and God, you know, raised her from the dead, and she lived longer. You know, she was doing good work. The other day I saw a cassette, say good women, Christian fellowship, and so on, good women, you know. That's a good thing. They sang, you know, they sang a lot of songs, and a lot of people were buying the audio, buying the CD and DVD. You know, that's what it should be. We should be productive in the kingdom. You know, the woman of Zarephath, who fed the prophet Elijah, the Syrophoenician woman, and so many examples of great women in the Bible. Let's talk about people like Esther, who risked her life and saved a whole nation. See, that's the virtuous woman we're talking about. These are the women God will use. She risked her life and fasted for 3 days and 3 nights without food and water. Esther chapter 4, book of Esther chapter 4, verse 16. These are women of virtue, women who God used, you know, in those days, and we can still have them again. Yes, in this generation, we need to have some Esther. Oh, some Mary and Martha. Oh, yes. Yeah, we need to have the women of God working for the Lord and serving and ministering and being faithful in their homes, in their families, in their marriage, in the community. Oh, yes, it's very important. We need to redeem the womanhood. I don't want to see the womanhood as, you know, people who are, you know, advertising prostitution and sexual perversion, immorality. That shouldn't be your portion. You should be an example of the Lord Jesus Christ. You should be Christ-like. You know, people like Mary and Martha, taking care of Jesus Christ and ministering to Jesus Christ. And Jesus was happy with them. You know, I was reading Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15, the Apostle Paul, you know, was speaking well of the good women of the Bible, people like Phoebe and all the rest of them. He was talking good of them in Romans 15 from verses 1 to 14. He was commending them, recommending them for their good works and for serving, for being there in the ministry, for being helpful, for ministering to people's needs and being a blessing to others. You know, even Apostle Paul was praising them. How much more God? God is seeing us. And every good thing you do is recorded. There's a reward someday. Apostle Paul says, there's laid up for me the crown of righteousness. There's a crown. You know, there's a reward for every good work you do. So we want to thank women all over the world. We want to thank every one of you for being helpful, for being there. Many of you have been involved in ministry. Many of you have been helpful in your community. And many of you have been a blessing to your families and to the whole world entirely. I tell you, God is going to reward you all with divine healing, divine blessing, divine prosperity, divine favor, divine grace upon you, upon your families in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that God will protect women all over the world, that the blood of Jesus shall cover you all. The angels of God will encamp around you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, that you shall live to glorify God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Whosoever prays, glorify his name. Whosoever prays, glorify his name. Unto him who ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. Whosoever prays, glorify his name. Whosoever prays, glorify his name. Unto him who ordereth.
Welcome to my one number. Please announce yourself.
Hallelujah.
Get on board. Come on with me. God wants us free. He said, so the Son has set free. It's free and me.
Yes.
So we just pray the Lord today.
Yes.
We ask God to continue to be with us. In the name of Jesus,
man,
to die and direct our path to be faithful. God is wanted to, hopefully go back up for our resurrection collection and our collection. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. I surrender all. Oh, my God.
Surrender all to thee. The Lord wants somebody. Here am I, send me. Here am I, send me. Here am I, send me. As the Lord wants somebody. Here am I, send me. Here am I, use me. Here am I. Me, as the Lord wants somebody, here am I, here am I, send me, here am I, send me, as the Lord wants somebody. Here am I, send me. Here am I, use me. Here am I, use me. As the Lord wants somebody. Here am I, use me. Here am I, send me. Yeah, I'm on. Jesus. No, she shouldn't die now. Let's call the Apostle Peter. So they called the Apostle Peter. Peter prayed for her, and she came back to life. See, her good works have spoken for her. Her good works have spoken for her. See? So every good thing you are doing it for God. And God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Yes, I stumbled on them. Yeah, the woman of Zarephath, the widow of Zarephath, she gave her last meal to the prophet Elijah, and God rewarded her abundantly. And then the Syrophoenician woman, who also ministered to the needs of prophet Elijah, and then not to talk of Esther chapter 4, verse 16, Esther took the risk. She went into fasting for 3 days without food and water, just to deliver Israel. And Esther chapter 4, verse 16, she led her team, and they fasted and prayed, and they averted evil. And God used her mightily. Not to talk about Mary and Martha, who were always taking care of Jesus Christ. Martha will be preparing the meal for Jesus, and Mary will be there to help Jesus and all that stuff. I tell you, when you do these things for the Lord, he's your rewarder. He's going to reward you in the name of Jesus. Romans chapter 16, the Apostle Paul was praising women who have been working for the Lord, Phoebe and all the rest of them. Several of them have been, you know, helping in the work of God, doing good. And he was praising them. How much more today's women who are also doing the same thing, doing good. Yes, when you do good, God rewards you. This fellowship of prayer and intercession and praise, you guys are running. I tell you, God is watching you. And he is blessing all of you in the name of Jesus Christ. So women, God loves you. Jesus loves you. And I tell you, there is one prayer I want us to pray today. One prayer we're going to pray later today. One will be taking up the prayer request. We're going to pray against the spirit of people killing their wives. That's not the spirit of God. God, he said, thou shalt not kill. And in the news, some people are killing their wives, you know. And it's not a good testimony. It's not a good spirit. If your wife wrongs you, you can report her or get some church committee to address her. Why should they kill their wife? That's not a good spirit. We're going to bind our spirit. No one should be doing that. Women are a blessing. Without women, Jesus wouldn't have been born. Without a woman, Jesus wouldn't have been born. And without a woman, you wouldn't have been born. You know, you came into this world through a woman. And why should you think of killing women? No, we should be encouraging them. You be a blessing to them, be helpful to them, minister to them, help them, and strengthen them. The Bible calls them weaker vessels. Because they are weaker vessels, they need to be encouraged. They need to be ministered to. They need to be strengthened. That's what it should be. So I'm appealing to men all over the world. Please, you need to love your wife. Men all over the world, hear the word of the Lord. Ephesians chapter 5, he says, men, love your wife. And then he says, women, submit to your husband. If you don't love your wife, how can the woman submit to you? This is very important. So today is Mother's Day. We pray that the spirit of killing women should stop in the name of Jesus. Women are not here to be killed or murdered. It's not a good spirit. We come against that spirit. Women should be loved. And her mother should be encouraged. They should be ministered to. They should be strengthened. So men all over the world, hear the word of the Lord. Thou shalt not kill. He said, the Bible says, love your wife. Men, love your wife. You are not supposed to be killing your wife. Please, let it stop in the name of Jesus Christ. We are supposed to love our wives, love the women, love the mothers. These are the creatures of God. They are a blessing to humanity. We should show them love and help and minister to them and strengthen them and encourage the women not to kill them. You don't have to go and kill women. You don't have to do that. That is evil. You know, thou shalt not kill. That's what God says. So today's Mother's Day, we pray for women all over the world that God will continue to bless them for mothers and will be mothers. God continue to strengthen you all and encourage you. God continue to bless you and prosper you and meet all your needs, solve all your problems, protect you from evil ones, protect you from the enemy moving about, seeking whom to devour. They shall not find you. You are hidden in the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that arises against you in judgment is condemned. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Yes.
Amen and amen.
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 Yes. Praise God. I find that this is there for us. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. So we just got to pray that spirit of men killing women, in the name of Jesus, will be open a lot of love for us. Praise the Lord. Just prayer and faith. God bless you, Bishop Arapora.
Yes.
You know, today is Mother's Day, and again, I want to say Happy Mother's Day. As we celebrate Mother's Day, I pray that we can all rejoice and be glad. It's so wonderful to be a mother, whether your mom is alive or in heaven. You know, the 2 minutes of this message, I just want you to remember those times when, you know, your mother was there, even if she's not long, so long here on the earth with you. All those memories that help you smile, and you remember it when you were growing up, or the things about your mom to remember, glory to God, to be celebrating her in the spirit. Amen?
Amen.
So that scripture of being a mom is found in the Bible. You know, the Bible is just like a answer. It's an answer book. If you have questions, it's an answer book. That's where you go to get the answer. Every answer or every question you have, you can get the answer from the Word of God. Amen? You want to turn to the Bible to find out what being a mom is all about. We want to turn, if you have your Bible, turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 1 as we look at the life of Hannah, and we can learn several principles about what being a godly mother is. I'm going to call an evangelist, Ron F. Brandon, to read today from 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 20. But I just want to, before we read this passage, I just want you to understand this is the whole scripture in context and really come from. There was this man named Elkanah, and he had two wives. He had a wife named Hannah, and he had a wife named Penina. And Penina was able, she could have children, but Hannah could not have children. She was barren. And, you know, back in those days, when you were barren, in that culture, people saw it as a sign that you were cursed, that your life was cursed, that you couldn't have any children. So Hannah, she liked the wrong element of Hannah's face. Like, look, I got kids, but we don't have any kids, Hannah, you're cursed. So Hannah often finds herself alone, and she's going, maybe I'm incomplete, maybe I'm not really a woman. So every year, as they went out, she worshipped. The whole family was Tanaya and Hannah and all the kids. The whole family went out to worship God. Did you know? Shania was just, I think Hannah was so bad. I really think her with her kids. And Hannah was alone with no kids. Amen?
No.
Finally, Hannah had reached her greatest point. But Shania always felt her, I think, look, you're there to have kids. She couldn't, you know, endure it any longer. So she went out and go out of the tabernacle. And she fell down on her feet. She really
Okay. In verse 9, the and let us go to the this the right chapter reading, right?
Yeah, first chapter, the first Samuel, chapter 1, verse 9, and a prayer for a son. Thank God to help us, praise God.
Amen.
Well, I'm doing it. Many moms have done a lot of preaching to their
preaching to their children. So yeah, the mothers preach quite a sermon to their children just by the things that they do and the things that they don't do. These things are so important. What you say and what you do are very, very important. So teach your children the word of God. You don't have to preach to them. Let your life be the preaching. So the first characteristic of a godly mother is the woman who believes in the power of prayer. And the second characteristic of a godly mother is one who continuously teaches her children about God. And the final characteristic of a godly mother is the ability to let these children go. I want Robinette, Evangelist Robinette, to read verses 24-28. Let's see what Hannah did.
Okay. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with three bullocks and one ephah of flour and a bottle of wine and brought him into the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And the child was young. And they slew him a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, Oh my Lord, as that thy soul lives, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee. Hear, pray unto the Lord, for as this child I prayed, as the Lord had given me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be led to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there. Amen.
Amen. May the Lord have blessed you to read them for Hannah counts her words. Hannah had vowed to God that if God gave her a son, that she would give him completely back to the Lord for the Lord's work. And encouraged everyone for Hannah to do this, Hannah let her family go. She took them back to the house of God. Hallelujah. The place where she poured her heart out to the Lord to have a son. And she said, God, if you give me a son, I'll give him back to you. So she kept her word. And there comes a time, either by marriage or career or even death, where we have to let our children go. We have to let go. You know, they spent 18 years with us. We nourished them. And then it's time for them to go. We got to let them go and let them fly and let them see what life is all about. You know, so hard as a mother. But it's so important to let our children go. Let them change lives. Then something strange happened. For 18 years, there was a parent-child relationship. But as our child grows up and they mature, that relationship turns into a friendship. Then we begin to become friends with our children. So for some of you, just letting go is going to be a joy. But I know for me personally, it was bad. So I had to let my daughter, Tamika, the oldest one, I had to let her go. She was the first one. So, you know, Tamika's been with me since she was a little baby. And it was very difficult for me. So that result is very difficult when you're a mother to let your child go. And especially the first one, because, you know, all the rest of them are busy, but, you know, you're a mother, you want the kids too. But you know, let her go. I had to let her go. Really, really difficult. And I remember sharing with other people about my situation. They said that the best thing is to have to let her go. That's a difficult thing to let your child go. So this is where you are. Then trust your son or trust your daughter to the hands of God. What are you going to do? You're going to continually pray for them. You can still, you know, be there in their life. You can still be loving, but never forgetting and never letting go of the prayers. Continue on with their prayers. They're not leaving their life. They're doing their life, but they're not in the depth. So in closing today on New Mother's Day, choose to be a mom that has those characteristics that I mentioned. The first one was a mom that believes in the power of prayer. And the second one, characteristic, was a mom that teaches her child about God. And the third one was a mom that will let her child go and let them grow up. But you know, once they get out,
continually to pray that God would just continue to cover them. And I have grown adult kids, but guess what? I'm constantly praying for them. There's so many things they're going through in their lives, their family, but I'm constantly asking God's hand to be on them. Praise God. Lord. We can't live their life for them, but we can always continue to pray for them. So it's only today on this Mother's Day, we are all that God has called to be a godly mother who loves God by setting the example for our children. When you preach by what you do and what you don't do. That's how you preach to the kids. They watch you. You set the example for them. Praise God. That's what offer a Mother's Day prayer each and every person on both. Glory to God, his mom's up here or his mom's in heaven. Glory to God, so I just ask God to be with us today. Lord, I just approach you today. I ask all the mothers on the conference line to trust you to take care of the most precious gift to be in their children. I thank you, Lord, for creating mothers for the weakness and power that you give them, Lord. I thank you for the sacrifice that they make on behalf of their children, because we all make sacrifices for our children, wiping them, washing them, rubbing their backs, hugging them, patting them, disciplining them, all of these things, oh God. We thank you for these. Lord, I thank you for the gift and the time that you give us to raise our children, the 18 years that they stay at home with us. We can offer something. But we're still their mothers, no matter what. I pray, Father, to give us strength, give each mother strength, Lord. Help her to speak as she prays, Father God, know that you're answering her prayer for her children in the name of Jesus. I pray for mothers who don't even have to be right there, who have never had the experience of their children, but who merit and extend, Lord God, even children that's around them, their natural for their uses, Lord. Glory to God. And I thank you, Father God, as we worship you and as we reference the creator and sustainer of life, Lord. Thank you for mothers today. Thank you for this day that we honor mothers, Glory to God. I thank you for all the special women who are born us, Lord, who nurture us, Lord, who prayed for us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. They're so amazing, Father. I thank you. And I thank you that you listen to this prayer.
Chapter 13, verse 12 to 17. Woman, thou art loose to fulfill your destiny. Woman, thou art loose to fulfill your calling. Mothers, thou art loose to be what God wants you to be. Mothers, thou art loose to be in the ministry, to be in the spirit, to serve the Lord with all your heart. Thou art loose. In the name of Jesus. Quickly, we want to pray for, we want to pray against that spirit of, is it like a roaring lion moving about, looking to devour. And it has happened so many times, not only here in the United States, it's happening in different parts of the world. People killing their wives. It's not the will of God. This is not the spirit of God. And the devil came to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. I want us to bind that spirit, that demon, blood-sucking demon, blood-letting demon that are moving around for killing innocent women in the name of marriage, abusive marriages, abusive homes, abusive husbands who hate their wives. Instead of loving their wives, the Bible says, love your wife. You know, they go around hating their wives and killing their wives. That's the devil. Yeah, that is the devil. You know, Satan. We need to leading. We bind that spirit. You know, rebuke it in the name of Jesus. God, you protect women. God, you protect the mothers all over the world. Protect them from these satanic men who are going around murdering and killing innocent women in the name of abusive marriage, abusive home. This is not the spirit of God at all. So please, let us come against that spirit in one accord, in the name of Jesus.
Lord, we just thank you, Father. We just come against the spirit of committing murder over wives in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just thank you right now for the power of prayer. Just as Hannah prayed out, cried out to you, Lord, and listen to her prayer. We cry out for you today, Father God, asking you to hear our prayers as we lift up mothers and women all over the world, Lord God, being murdered, families will be losing innocence and moms. Because of murder, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we bind every spirit of murder right now and death in the name of Jesus. And we release life. So whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever we do on earth will be loosed in heaven. So we release life and we bind the spirit of death and murder right now in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you that we have the authority over all the powers of the enemy. And nothing by any means will harm them. So we just lift it up as a one accord, Lord. We are one accord with this prayer that you will stop the murder of mothers and wives in Jesus' name. Amen.
It's not a joke. You really need to seek help. You really got to get help for it.
know, I used to work for this lady, and I heard her telling someone, she said, yeah, because I had postpartum. And as I was going through the house, I was like, what is she talking about? And then as time went on, I learned about that, you know.
Mother's Day.